This is Carlton Fisk, talking sports with Randy Harris. What do you guys listen for? Are you crazy or goofy or something?
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Orlando Convention Center, PGA Golf Show. Getting ready to make a phone call to talk to our first event that we will be participating in. We'll be doing the shows from Las Vegas.
Yes.
But we're going to be doing a lot of charity events and do a lot of things. And what the heck are you watching?
I'm watching the Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce talking about Jason's epic sweet chug of beer, celebrating Travis's touchdown by taking off his shirt, chugging a beer, and jumping out of the suite into the Bills Mafia, celebrating the cold of winter, and just talking about how epic it was. And then Travis saying to his brother, if you don't run for political office, you're wasting your time, because it was pure pandemonium. And but speaking of Northern America, I guess you should call it.
Northern America? You Northern, mean Canada?
Well, north of America. New Hampshire said that Donald Trump is your winner. So it looks like he's cruising on into the White House.
I don't really want to talk politics.
We're not talking politics. We're talking about North America.
He just needs to shut up.
Who?
DT.
Well, but he's knocking everybody out. Like, beating him by like over 50%. If this is the UFC, they'd probably give it a split decision. Because their judges aren't very good, but the politics.
Whatever.
DT's is unanimous. Can't deny that train. He's coming through. Trump train 2024.
We will deal with that later on. So are you going to Royal Rumble?
I don't know. I haven't talked to my people yet.
No. They're going to call you on Sunday?
Probably, after it's over.
Yeah.
Like Monday.
That's normally how it happens.
Yeah, usually.
You know, it happened with my buddy. Oh, yeah, I'll take it care of. It's all taken care of. And then he walked right. Then he walked right by me the other day, you know, at the Bucks. All right, so we're coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show next week, the Pro Bowl, Comic-Con. Then we head out to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl.
Crazy.
We'll be broadcasting the entire week from Radio Row. But the first charity event that we're getting involved in, we're putting our name to, we are attached to.
Golfing event?
This is a bowling event.
Oh, I'm better.
It's the Legends Bowl. Let's welcome to the program. He's going to fill us all in and how people can win tickets. Let's welcome Lester Smith. Lester, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, brother.
Appreciate your time. First, not most importantly, but first, how's the weather out there right now?
Man, it was raining yesterday, but it cleared up today. It's a little chilly, but other than that, it's beautiful out here.
Typically, because we're broadcasting from the PGA Golf Show, weather would be important if we're talking charity golf, but we're not. We're going to talk about a charity bowling event.
Oh,
so
nice.
Give us the scoop on that.
Okay, well, we're partnered with the Pro Football Hall of Fame and Anthony Munoz. And for those of you who may not know, Anthony is in the Hall of Fame, played for the Cincinnati Bengals. One of the high-rated best cities was the best offensive lineman to ever play the game. And so it's helping support Anthony's foundation. Anthony does fantastic work, man, and we're really privileged to be a part of this with him and help him with all of his ventures that he does for these children out here.
Let me throw this out real quick, and then you know we'll continue talking about the event. Anthony Munoz also played, and I know I told you this the other day, played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're based out of Tampa, national program, as well as this is Knockout Radio. Anthony Munoz, a huge MMA fan, a huge UFC fan as well.
That is true. That is true. No doubt about it.
Talk about the bowling event. You know, how is it set up? I know that you're going to have a celebrity roster, plenty of names on there. But, A, how do people participate? How do they get involved? How do they come out? More importantly, I guess, where is this event being held?
Okay. It's going to be at Red Rock Casino. And Red Rock Casino is in Summerlin, Las Vegas. It's a little ways off the strip, but it's Red Rock Lane. So if you go Red Rock Casino or Red Rock Lanes, you'll see it's a fantastic, beautiful place. I mean, it's not a bowling alley. It's really a center. I mean, there's laser light shows in there, DJs, lights, all the lanes light up. Really, really nice, man. It's going to be a beautiful event. We've counted probably about over 25 confirmation of athletes that are coming from just about every team will be represented. We got Dallas Cowboys there. We have Bengals there. We got a lot of my guys, the 49ers, will be there. And so we're very excited about it. And people can go to Eventbrite. If you go to Bowling with Legends on Eventbrite or bowlingwithlegends.com, you'll get all the information and all the player updates as we go along.
You talked about a lot of your guys, the 49ers, are going to be in Vegas, but probably a lot of them are going to be busy because they're going to have a game on Sunday.
Well, yeah. Well, no. Well, you know, and that's what I'm saying. And so, you know, we're really excited about that, man. I love Detroit, man, and I'm really proud of what they've done and the success that they're having. But all good things have to come to an end, and you know, just hoping that we beat Detroit, man. But I like Detroit, and I rooted for Detroit all year. I really have. So, you know, I'm kind of torn on that. But man, I tell you, the Niners and Tampa Bay is what the odds are saying here in Vegas. I'm not sure the national odds, but that's what the Vegas and all the sports books that I've been in lately, and I've been in a lot of them, and that's pretty much what they're all projecting.
So Lester, I don't know how the celebrity bowling works, but if you need a ringer. I do come from a family of professional bowlers. My grandmother won the Senior Olympics. But this is back when you actually had to keep score by hand, and it was required you smoke cigarettes. But, you know, so I would love to be a part of your event. I think it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, we decided, everybody was doing golf, man, and that was okay, but just separated, you know? And we wanted to make it come up with something that where families could be together, and you can bring your children, you know. So it's not just an adult thing, and then everybody is right there. And believe me, we've done it for about 4 or 5 years now. The competition gets very real. You know, guys, you know, they go in there laughing and they start out, and then all of a sudden they get that competitive nature jumps out. And you get guys talking smack to each other on lane four, man. We're gonna kill you guys. You know that. And then, of course, you get the flip side. You get guys that can't bowl a lick, and they're throwing gutter balls every time, and guys are laughing at them. It's the funniest thing, man, you've ever seen. I mean, it's hysterical. It is really. If you come, guys, you'll have a great time.
So talk about, the fans, the way that we are going to be making money for the Anthony Munoz Foundation. Is it people bowl with the celebrities? Do they buy tickets to come out and watch the celebrities bowl? Tell us that.
Yes to both. Well, how it happens, when you go online, if you just wanted to come in, for instance, and you just wanted to view everything, it's only $100, all right? And if you go on to, like I said, online on Eventbrite or the website, it'll direct you to that. So you can come in and just look and view. If you want to bowl with a player and you have a player on your lane, then there's a fee for that. If now, because we're partnered with the Hall of Fame, if you want to up your level and you want to, say, a corporation or some guy that just happens to have won a jackpot down at the slot machine, unlike me, and you wanted to pay a little bit more, you could actually bowl with a Hall of Famer. So they will be Hall of Fame guys there, you know?
Perfect.
There's different levels.
So they go to Bowling with the Legends, Las Vegas. That's your... what's it called? Twitter. And then your website is legendsbowl.com, correct?
That is correct.
How many spots are left open? People need to jump on this fairly quick, right?
You have to, yes. We probably have about maybe 15, 20. As of yesterday, there was about 20, but I think those five are gone. So we got about 15 spots left, if my calculation is correct. So there's still time, you know.
We're looking forward to it. Lester, thanks for your time. We're going to I'll reach out to you later in the week. We'll get everything organized. We're going to have a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely, man, and I can't wait for you guys to be a part of this. I'm so glad that you joined us and being helping, and I will let Anthony know. And I'm thank you for reminding me that Anthony played with Tampa, man. You know, I got to tell him that. I messed that up.
Awesome. All is good. Lester, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon. And once again, you can hit him up at legendsbowl.com. Going to hit a quick break coming to you live from the Orlando Convention Center. The PGA Golf Show continues. Honestly, we're going to talk a little golf when we return. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What's up, Tampa, Florida? What's up, Clearwater, Florida? This is Scott Yeager of the Challenge Mania podcast. And if you're a fan of MTV's The Challenge, just like me, or CBS's Big Brother, we have an awesome event for you on Saturday, January 27th, to get you ready for WWE's Royal Rumble later that night. Myself and the godfather of MTV, Mark Long, are hosting a Royal Rager party at Mugs in Clearwater from 1 to 4 p.m. right by Tropicana Stadium, where the Royal Rumble is taking place. We'll be joined by Alyssa Snyder, Alyssa Lopez, Hunter Barfield, Paulie Calafiore, Sam McGinn, the Nolan Twins, and more cast members from reality TV. Come and hang out with us. Come and hang out with the Challenge Mania gang. Meet the cast members. Party like it's MTV Spring Break. It all goes down from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, January 27th at Mugs in Clearwater. Trust us, you'll have more than enough time to make it over to the stadium for the Royal Rumble, because that's where we're going to. Tickets are available now at challengemania.com. Live.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're the Coors Light Twins, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show. A lot of cool stuff going on. We just talked about the bowling event at the Super Bowl. But since we're at the PGA Golf Show, it just makes sense to every once in a while we mix a little golf in. Now, the guy that's coming on, his last name's Urban.
Yeah.
So let me just tell you this. If he doesn't talk like Keith Urban, he's out of here.
Well, he's from Texas.
He's got to have that accent. Without the accent.
What's the difference between Texas and Nashville? He could be in the
country. Not Nashville. Keith's from Australia.
Oh, I thought he was from Nashville.
No. So, hey, Tim Urban, how are you?
G'day, everybody. I'm sorry. That's it. That's all we're doing.
That was awesome.
That's it.
That was awesome. First and foremost, thank you for coming by and stopping
absolutely.
By.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
And we're going to talk a little golf. Talk about the company Tacoma.
Yeah, so, and this is the funny thing. So when I first heard of this company, I've been working with Tacoma.
The funny thing is you're not related to Keith Urban.
Yeah, it's not related to Keith Urban. And I'm a singer as well, which makes that even more entertaining, is that the company's name is Tacoma with an O.
Oh, Tacoma.
But everybody hears it and thinks Tacoma. And I did too when I first got, I started working with them a long time ago when they first got going. But I saw the logo, I heard somebody say it, and I thought it was Tacoma. So when I tell people it's Tacoma, I always have to spell it, because it's T-A-K-O-M-O. It's a weird word because it's a Finnish word. and the company's based in Finland. And Tacomo means like forged in Finnish. So that's where it came from. But yeah, it's I'm super excited to be here. Thank you for letting me hop on for a minute.
No, for sure. So talk about the company. Talk about the clubs. You're saying they're the newest, the best, the hottest thing on the market.
Yeah, so we're a direct-to-consumer company. What that means is basically we just sell directly through our website to individuals who want the products, right? So we're that type of company. The big selling point for us is that we realize that manufacturing, that you could still manufacture high-quality, high-performance golf clubs, and you didn't have to sell them for what people are paying for these big-name brands clubs. So what we did is we manufactured the golf clubs using the same techniques everybody else does. You've got KBS shafts, Lambkin grips, but a full set of irons, four through pitching wedge with us, start under $500, which if you're in the golf world, you know that's crazy.
Some clubs are more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so now we started out with the iron sets. We've got 101s, 101Ts, 201s, 301s, and now we've got wedges, we've got fairway woods, we've got a driver, we've got driving irons. So we basically have filled out the bag, but the mission has stayed the same. We're trying to bring high-quality performance golf clubs to more people. Just make it more accessible.
For sure.
And the big thing for us was making sure that we had the credibility of putting these clubs in some really, really good golfers' hands and letting them tell us, hey, is this actually good enough for you? And this year we have a PGA professional, Wesley Bryan, is on Team Tacomo now. We've got another guy who's just got onto the LIV Tour as well. Amazing, amazing golfers that are putting our clubs in their bag, and they're playing for millions of dollars.
And that's what I was going to say, and you kind of mentioned it, the credibility.
Yeah.
You know, when you have professional golfers, you know, Hammond Eggers, hackers like us, you know, that's great to have them in it. But when somebody that's their livelihood depends on their clubs, you know, with us, it's the headsets, it's the equipment. Right. The clubs are their equipment. And for them to put their livelihood, their money, their family into your hands with the clubs says a lot.
Yeah. And that's the big thing for us. Like we knew we were making really, really good clubs, right? Because we're hitting them, we're testing them, we're doing all the same testing everyone does to make sure they're getting the numbers you want. But when you're that high quality of a player, they have to be so much more precise because you can feel it. They hit the ball and they go, wait, that should have done something different, right? If it's not right. So for us, it's just awesome to see that they also see the quality that's there and that we haven't had to jeopardize what we wanted to do, which is make the clubs more accessible,
right,
to make them that quality. So that's a huge thing for us. That's why we're so excited about really we're just getting started, but the future looks awesome.
What does a golf pro look for? You know, when they first contact you, you first contact them, what's the first thing that they want to feel or hit or sense?
So I think, honestly, for each of these professionals, it's going to be a little different. But the big thing is they know their numbers. They know their golf swing so well. Like, we've worked with some of them where they're hitting the clubs on the TrackMan, hit them on a launch monitor, and they swing, and they're like, yeah, that's going to be a two-yard fade. And they're like, what? And it's 2 yards, and it drops right where they thought it was. And so it's like they know that. So when we put our clubs in their hands, they need to hit it and go, this should do this. And then they look up and it does it. All right. So some of them, they want the softer feel. It's about that, or it's about the numbers or the spin. There's endless things that they could be really cueing in on, but they have to hit the numbers. The consistency has to be there because, again, you're standing over a pressure, you know, pressure 9 iron on the last hole playing for, you know, $2 million. It's got to go to the number. So that to me is that's what they're looking for, and that's what the clubs deliver.
So how do obviously you direct to consumer? So
yep.
Are there locations throughout the U.S. where people can actually demo, put a feel in their hand, simulate it? Maybe here at the Golf Expo or other locations?
Because I'm sure that as people are listening to this, you hear Finland, you're like, okay, well that's for Europe.
Yeah.
You know, how do we get it in our hands here in this country?
Yeah. So that's the biggest obstacle that we currently have, and that is that. The reason we can offer the clubs at the price that we do is because we don't have the retail setup. We don't have all of these locations. We don't have that same overhead, right? So we don't have all the locations to try out the clubs. We are working on some different potential options to try to get them in more places to try. But at the end of the day, for most golfers, the reality is they're going to fit into one of the iron heads that we have. And then it's picking out the right shaft, right? And at that point, it's going to work great for you. Now, that's not to say that fitting process isn't a great option for a lot of people, but we also have the option that people can literally just buy the club heads if they're like, I really want to get fit, but they know I'm looking for a distance iron. I want that forgiveness. Great. The Tacomo 101 irons, you can literally just order the club heads. You can take that to a club fitter and say, hey, this is what I want. now let's try out some different shaft options. You know, let's try some different things since I have the club heads. And those club heads cost you way less than the other products that are on the market. So there are some options to do that. But that is one of the biggest obstacles. But a lot of consumers now, they go, listen, I know what I want. I've played golf long enough to know this is the shaft right. I like, this is the performance I'm looking for, and they can slot into one of the sets really well.
What I'm looking for, if you can help me, I'm looking for a hole-in-one club, a hole-in-one head, you know, shaft, what can you get me?
Listen, the founder of the company, the CEO, Sebastian, we were in Scotland a couple months ago, and it was the Tacomo 8-iron, 101T 8-iron. He dunked it, hole-in-one. It was crazy, like straight in, took a chunk out of the hole. So I think currently the Tacomo 101T 8-iron might be your hole-in-one club.
There you go.
What kind of golfer are you?
So I'm about a 5-handicap golfer. I'm that guy that probably swings too hard. You watch me swing and you go, that's probably going a long ways. And it is the direction maybe isn't always where it should be.
The distance is good.
Yeah, but I'm a golfer who just really loves the game. I'm kind of obsessed with it, which is why I love getting to do what I do. And I love working with this company because the company was started because our founder came back to golf after taking some time off. And he realized this has gotten crazy expensive. Like, this is crazy that the golf clubs cost this much. And he just knew, like, you can offer these at a better price. And so literally that's what he did. He said, I'm going to figure out how to make this work. And he did. He went and got the manufacturing, found the design, made sure he got the quality where it needed to be. And then he realized he was right. We can offer this for way less, for such a better option.
You know, and so many people talk about that. We just had Tom Shea, who's a local golf pro, and he's at a club, and through some charities, you know, kids can come and play for $5. You know, growing up, who can afford, you know, the golf course that my son just played at, it was $195.
Yeah.
I'm going to dinner. I'm not going to spend $195 to go play golf. So finding a company that can make these things accessible at a reasonable price, you know, is very important to continue the sport.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like golfers, if you're a golfer, you're passionate about the game. You want it to continue. You want more people to fall in love with it because that's the way it continues and becomes more accessible, becomes more affordable. So that's part of the passion behind what we do. Now, again, the big thing for us is we had to make sure we weren't sacrificing quality.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
Because, yeah, you can make something cheap. But the big thing for us is it has to perform. So when we knew we had that, we knew we had a winner, and it's been great.
So it's probably a bad thing if you take a swing and the head goes one way and the shaft goes another.
You know, that's not exactly what you're hoping for. You know, that's less likely to be your hole-in-one club.
Exactly.
So all these years you kept calling me a handicap, I thought that was just about like getting a closer parking spot to the clubhouse.
No, you are a handicap in what do you think your handicap would be? Seriously, 112?
Well, I'm not really sure how that system works. What is a handicap exactly? Because I'm not a golfer.
So the system's kind of hard to understand. More or less, they just take your best five rounds of golf over a certain amount of time and kind of take the average over par. It's more complicated, but that's more or less how it goes.
So if you're a good golfer, it's a lower par
handicap. Exactly. Yep. Steve Monroe's a zero.
So you're spotting people points.
Yep.
To give them an advantage.
Yep, absolutely.
So here's another inside. It's not a cheat, but it's like a cheat code, you know, from games.
It's a life hack.
On how to win charity golf tournaments.
Okay.
You have a great golfer, Steve Monroe's a former world long drive champ, blah, blah, blah. Then you have some clown like me that's handicap is 212.
Okay.
So if you piece those two together, you're pretty much a shoe-in. You're going to win a lot of these tournaments.
Yeah, that's called sandbagging.
No, it's not.
Golfers hate you.
No, hold on a second. Sandbagging is when I have a 212 handicap, but I'm really a four.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Sandbagging.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we say Steve Monroe's a zero.
Yeah.
You know, and we come in 412 under, and they call us cheaters, and you need to go see this guy play.
Yeah.
I think it's very interesting that you said how much you love golf, and that's why you're in it. Golf is the only sport, the only thing I enjoy, because I stink at it.
Yeah.
I don't want to get any better.
Yep.
I just want to go have fun.
Yeah, that's so many golfers, right? That's honestly, it's probably the majority of golfers. They play because they just love it. They don't have the time to go spend endless hours practicing, and it's like chasing a zero handicap, being a scratch golfer. Most golfers just want to go out and have fun, and we get that. We know that. That's the reason that the first clubs we came out with were the 101s, the Tacomo 101 irons. They're a distance forgiveness iron. They're like the easiest clubs we make to hit, and they're awesome. Most golfers go, hey, these are awesome. I love them. They look great. They perform well, but they're for that golfer that goes, I want to make this as easy as possible so I can just have fun. And, yeah, that's That's most golfers.
Do your clubs help the novice in playing 17 holes awful, and then the 18th is when you get that great shot? Because that's what happens in golf. That's why you come back.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so that's the reason I continued to play golf for years, is I would play terrible, and then you have that one shot, right? That's what golf is for me. It's like that one shot. But yeah, I mean, that's the idea behind some of the club design, right? You get into the design for the forgiveness and everything else, and it is that, like, I've had a bunch of bad swings all day, and then on that 18th, you catch one just right, and it goes perfect, and it drops on the green, and you're like, oh, okay, we'll be back. I will definitely spend that money again and play the game. So, I mean, listen, that's the goal.
Sure.
That is always the goal, is to help golfers have those moments that keep you coming back to the game.
I think a lot of consumers, you know, when they think of the PGA Show and they think of professional golfers, they don't think it pertains to them.
Yep.
You know, it's like, okay, you're here, this is the PGA Show, and you have to be a PGA golfer, you know, to use this equipment or this club or whatever. And that's not the case either.
No, well, okay, here's the thing. There's no reason for almost any golfer in the world to play the irons that Tiger Woods personally uses. That's set, right? But I love golf because I watch Tiger Woods play golf. But for most golfers, they look at that for the credibility of the brand. They just want to know that, oh, you make good enough clubs for this guy?
Sure.
You got a professionals play your clubs?
Right.
And then they go, okay, but maybe there's a set that fits me better. And that's why you have the lineup, right? You got the 301s for us. The Tacoma 301s are that Fords, the players, they're not super forgiving. But that's what the PGA pros are looking for, right? That quality consistency. But for most golfers, that's the wrong set, right? That's why you go the 101s, 101 tees, more forgiving. But you know that they're made from the same company with the same passion to make sure the quality is there.
And I think it's important for me to say, you to say, you know, whatever, that, you know, when you have a celebrity, a pro golfer or whatever, if they're using Club A, they know that Club B is the same type of club.
Right.
It's more for us novice, where my A is for the pro, but that they wouldn't stand behind your company if the other clubs were not just as good.
Right, yeah, and also, like, that'd be so bad for us as a company if we're putting a different set, like, hey, this is great,
right?
And then the other sets just follow, you know, are bad quality,
right.
You know? It really is just designed for different golfers, different skill levels, different purpose for the clubs, you know? And that's really what it comes down to. If a PGA pro was using our, like, 101 set of clubs, they're going to go too far for them because they got crazy swing speeds,
right?
You know, so it's like, the numbers aren't perfect.
I can't wait to try these clubs.
Oh, me too. And before we let you go, can we get some hair conditioning tips? Our producer, you know, is looking a little ratty.
I mean, he looks like he's kind of got it on lock over there. A little bit.
Oh, man, you got the swag. You got the lock flowing. Maybe we could, like, share some conditioning secrets.
We can talk afterwards. We can talk.
But his hair is perfect for when he toured with Motorhead.
That's true.
I mean, that's the Motorhead look.
I would have guessed that was what this man's past life was.
No, it is.
No, 100%.
No, he toured with Motorhead.
I believe you.
He now tours with the Scorpions.
That's awesome.
So that is definitely the look.
I love it. How
can people get information? How can they order?
Yeah, absolutely. So, look, the big thing is just remembering the name Tacoma Golf, T-A-K-O-M-O. If you look that up, tacomagolf.com is the website.
Okay.
Right? That's where you any order, anything like that. But my main job in this company is the outreach, the marketing, the in front of the camera. So we do a lot of social media content. We're on YouTube. We work with a bunch of amazing content creators, which is the YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. So if you look on any of those platforms and you just look up Tacoma, T-A-K-O-M-O, you're going to see us. You're going to see the other creators we work with. You're going to get to watch them use the clubs. And then again, the website is just tacomagolf.com.
I think I found somebody to replace you.
No way.
This guy's good.
He's pretty good.
This guy's good.
Well, that's his job. He's a marketing guy.
Right.
He knows what he's doing.
I'm just your BFF.
Yeah. I don't. Tim, thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we can do a lot of things moving forward.
Yeah.
Not only Super Bowl coming up, golf tournaments, celebrity events, Larry the Cable Guy's tournament. We can get you guys out to that.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
So, yeah, we'll definitely exchange cards, and we will talk soon.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show here in Orlando. We'll be right back.
This is Russ Hochstein, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. Are you ready for the fight? Don't miss the Tampa Bay Food Fight at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on January 30th from 6 to 9. Benefiting Metropolitan Ministries job training programs. Watch live as your favorite chefs throw down in a culinary battle of the bay and feast on delicious cuisine from 50 restaurants. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster and will sell out fast. Visit TampaBayFoodFight.org for more event info.
Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Retief Goosen from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show here in Orlando. That was pretty cool.
Awesome. See, that's why you bring me along. I make connections. I bring things to the table.
I'm still trying to figure out why you show up.
I brought the shirts. I mean, I'm like the connect guy. I don't have like a job or a career per se. I just bring people together, Randy.
How do we bring you away?
Well, I don't know.
You were late this morning.
I was not late.
You cost us breakfast.
Oh, the Steve decided to put hydraulics on a limo.
No. We left when you came back. So it's on you.
Oh, I had to take my kids to school.
Well, I told you. You could have put them there at 5:30.
I got them early as they could. That was the earliest they can get there.
They could have sat there and waited for school.
Oh, can't wait.
Little one could defend big one.
Now, our limo driver did miss his turn, and we went the wrong way. You know, so we have that human error.
So we're going to go walk around the PGA Golf Show here shortly.
Yeah, I think we should. I think we should spend some time tonight.
I think it really ends pretty early.
It does, but, I mean, all it takes is one or two sponsors, you know, to really.
Yeah, but it ends, like, just as soon as the show ends.
Yeah, but there's still people here. People are still around.
Okay.
I think it's worth it. I mean, take the extra time. Like that. That was an unexpected networking thing. Now we have a connection to a Finnish golf company. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
Go over and take a tour of the factory.
Yeah, they're going to fly you over.
Yeah, you might. They went to Scotland. Why not?
Well, I did talk to them about it, and they said that they would take care of that.
Really?
They're going to put you on a rowboat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think you're this great athlete.
Well, I come from a family of professional athletes. My grandparents were professional bowlers. I remember my grandfather in the bowling alley. Remember back when they used
to have Grandpa Fish?
No, but like back in the day, they had these glass display cases at the bowling counter.
And he swam there.
And they had belt buckles with like 300, like 279, 266, whatever.
Yeah, all bowling alleys have that.
And so whatever, I told my grandpa, I would just pick out a number. He would go and bowl that in his league. I mean, that's how good he was.
So what's the highest number you told him to go bowl? 170?
Yeah, 37.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a belt buckle from my childhood that's 37. Well. So. But no, my grandfather had a couple perfect games. I mean, he bowled a couple 300s in leagues. My grandmother won the Senior Olympic Games as a bowler. So, yeah, I come from a lineage of bowlers.
You're nothing special. My parents were in a league, too.
I mean,
they still have the trophies.
But I could beat you in bowling.
No, you probably could. I've seen, but you don't really bowl. You throw.
I throw. But it's still knocking down pins with a ball.
Yeah, but that's really not bowling.
It's absolutely
bowling. It's kind of like, to be honest, it's kind of like bare knuckle boxing. Okay, it's really not boxing.
It's
brawling. I mean, there's some that are technical boxers.
I'll give you that.
You know, which is still cool. It's still exciting. Dave Feldman coming up momentarily to talk about what's going on and a lot of big things with that guy.
That guy's been working a lot. I saw he petitioned the Nevada Athletic Commission, waiting on a verdict to find out if BKFC will head to Nevada in Vegas. Could you go into the home of the UFC?
Well, first of all, it's the home of a lot of things.
Okay.
So it's kind of unfair to say the UFC just because it's another combat sport.
But UFC put Las Vegas on the map.
Absolutely not. Just because it's another combat sport. You are a moron.
Absolutely not.
You know who put Vegas on the spot? Fan Man. When he flew into the fight that time. Now, it would be mind-blowing to me if Nevada State Athletic Commission does not, you know, sanction.
You would think they have to at this point. I mean, it's been everywhere. They've had 57 events. I mean,
we'll ask Dave Feldman at the top of the hour when he comes on, what state is the biggest issue right now?
Probably Pennsylvania, his home state. I mean, that's the one that has had the most pushback from what I understand.
But some of that's personal.
Yeah, I mean, New York is vindictive. New York's still not on board. They were the last to go for the UFC. For MMA. But they had the fight, the BKFC, on an Indian reservation in Seneca, New York.
Right.
But it wasn't sanctioned by the New York Boxing Commission.
Right.
So New York probably, you know, would be last to go if they follow suit to what they once did years past.
So I wonder if there's betting odds in Nevada. You know, will Nevada pass? Will Pennsylvania pass? Will New York pass?
Well, they're betting odds on everything. And Dana White, I guess he buys a ton of prop bets and he gives them out at all of his Super Bowl parties every year to his guests that attend. He just gives out, you know, different prop bets. So there's prop bets over everything. Anything you can think of, there's a prop bet for.
I'm looking forward to attending that. That should be fun.
Dana's party?
Yeah.
Are we going?
Well, no, we're not.
I'm going?
No.
You're going?
Rumor has it.
You need security.
Yeah, okay.
You can't walk around.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, what if Sean Strickland, like, you know, turns on you?
First of all, Sean and I are good.
Well, after the email I sent him.
Sean and I are good. You know, we hang out at Extreme Couture.
Well, officially, do you think Sean won that fight?
Yes.
You think Sean Strickland won the fight?
I do, but here's my disclaimer. I watched it as a fan. Okay, meaning I didn't watch all 5 minutes, but what I saw, I think a lot of times fans and judges, but fans give so much on takedowns. Those takedowns, yeah, they were great, but Strickland got right up. So don't you have to give him just as much as you do the takedown?
I think so.
Damage? Dreykus looked like he was in a battle.
Yeah.
I didn't say war. I said battle.
Sure.
Something has to be said for that. And I think because it was a close split decision, and I don't like rematches. I think, you know, there's the fight, it's over, but the UFC has been doing a lot of rematches. And I think, yes, he deserves a rematch. It was a close fight. It was a split decision. There was one fight, 30-27, 27-30, 29-27. Now, again, one round, you can see it different by one punch, one this, one aggression, whatever. But it just kind of throws me when it's 30-27 and then 27-30.
Right.
You know, 29-28, sure. You know, whatever. I can argue that either way. But total, this guy won all three. This guy lost all three.
Are you okay with Dana White coming out at the press conference afterwards stating that he thought his opinion, he thought Sean won? Does it matter what his perception is? Does
no.
it matter what
No, it doesn't matter think? At all. And that's why he says it, and that he has said that. He is not a judge. He's not watching as a judge. He's watching as entertainment, you know, as are we. And that's why when I want to watch, you know, as a fan, I'll look away. I won't watch the fight at the beginning of the fight, because if I watch from ding ding to ding ding, then I can, you know, judge that round.
So speaking of fights, in tennis, there's a lot of aggression, you know, the Johnny McEnroe's.
A lot of grunts, too.
A lot of angry people with weapons that are afraid to throw hands and fight, even though they have a perfectly good weapon in their hand. Golf is a gentleman's sport as well. Any fights on a golf course you've ever seen? Have you ever been in a part of a brawl out on the fairways? Like, you know, because you've got a whole bag full of weaponry. And if you were going to get in a fight, what club would you use as your weapon?
I would probably use my shortest club. You know, that way I could just ram it in somebody's skull. You know, the big one, you take the big driver or whatever, and you go to swing and you miss, you know, you hit a bird.
And the shaft is flexible, so you, right. You know, you don't really have that.
The chipper putter. I could use the chipper putter. I could carve something up.
Didn't the penguin have a putter he held? Didn't he have like a walking cane?
I don't know. I think they ought to do some kind of like fight, golf, wrestling match, basketball game tournament.
Like on a golf course.
Yeah, sort of like we should invent our own golf triathlon.
So what if we took the green, and then those, you know how they have those above ground trampolines, but now they put them in the ground?
Right.
So that's your putting green. You put a hole in the middle, and then you can defend it like
yeah.
So you can, you know, physically you got to put the ball in the hole.
I like it.
5-on-5 Russian style.
5-on-3 Russian style.
What would be the North Korean style? Like
17-on-1
Gangnam style. What was that song? The
Gangnam
style.
Yeah, Gangnam style. Who do you like this weekend before we hit this break?
Who?
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
Well, the conspiracy theorists say it's the 49ers versus the Ravens.
They just saying hold on a second.
Before the Super Bowl. I've been saying that every week.
Hold on. First of all, it's not a conspiracy.
Bring it back.
I would like to hear that.
Go back to before the playoffs. I called that conspiracy.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
I
don't believe you.
Fact check it.
But once the playoffs went in, it's really easy and to me stupid to say a conspiracy when they're the two top seeds. If you want to say, you know, like the Green Bay, the seventh seed, then they get through.
I'm just saying, based on the color scheme of the NFL logo before the playoffs, it was said the 49ers versus the Ravens because of the colors of the pewter and the purple.
I'm going to upset a lot of our fans in the Tampa Bay market.
Uh-oh.
I want Detroit.
Yeah, you want them Detroit?
I want Detroit over San Fran. I'd like to see Detroit go. A, they haven't been there. B, Lomas Brown is the color commentator. You know, my guy, former Buck from the Super Bowl day.
Maybe I can make up to Barry Sanders for blowing him off.
No comment.
Or the other handicap guy.
No comment. So I'm going to go Detroit. I'm going to say Detroit pulls it off.
You think so?
One of the one seeds are going.
All right. Kansas City.
Well, Kansas City's not the one seed.
Well, they're going. I mean, everybody's going to go. It's going to be 49ers, Ravens.
Right. So Kansas City's not going to go.
Right. They're not going.
So Taylor Swift is going to go, but as a fan, she's not as boyfriend playing.
Kelsey's not there. She's not going.
That's what I just said. They're going to go. They're going to sell their tickets to us.
Yeah.
Would you go to the game? Would you pay that kind of money?
No.
And no, they're not selling it. I was just kind of clowning around.
Of course not. Pay how much? I mean, thousands of dollars.
Yeah, thousands.
$10,000.
Royal Rumble tickets are up to over
$2,000. Wow. That's insane.
It is.
It's insane.
My son bought tickets for, I think, 150 weeks ago.
Okay.
And now they're on StubHub. They're on all that for, like, ridiculous money.
He has them? He's going?
Yeah, he's going.
Nice.
Him and Eric from Denver.
Wow. Yeah,
Eric will be in town this weekend.
Sweet.
And, yeah, all good stuff.
It's always good when the mayor's in town.
Let's hit this real short break, and then we'll take it to the top of the hour. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show here in Orlando. We'll be right back.
Like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Matt Millen down in Tampa. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This Eddie Murphy? Is that Eddie Murphy?
The Hills Cop 4, I think.
No.
Yeah, they just built a new one. My boy Joseph Enville is out there filming 75 days.
I got in an argument, shockingly, on the Book of Face. Allegedly, according to this guy, they are remaking Die Hard.
Oh, yeah, Christmas movies?
Yeah, the greatest Christmas movie of all time. Mark Wahlberg playing the lead role. And I said, A, I will never watch that movie. B, I'm a big Mark Wahlberg guy.
The burger guy?
Well, no, his brother is the burger guy.
Wow, the same family.
Mark and Donnie are the money guys.
Okay.
And then the other brother, I don't know. They've got like 19 brothers.
Okay.
I'd like Mark Wahlberg. Matter of fact, I'm going to go to that party that Mark Wahlberg is hosting.
We.
No, there
you
is no.
You got real selfish today.
There is no.
There's a lot of I's in today's program. I'm sorry. He's not diversifying the alphabet better. It should be you, us, we.
But see, that would be including three. And see, I told you, three of us are not going to Mark Wahlberg's house.
Well,
you two have to fight it out to see who's going with me.
I win.
Okay. All right. So he's arguing with me. Yeah, you'll watch it. No, I won't. A, I don't want to see Die Hard. It's kind of like, did you watch The Karate Kid?
Yeah.
And you watch the remake?
No. No.
Right, I have zero interest in watching anybody.
Well, sequels or remakes are really hard to like do better than the original.
Well, you can't.
Like old school would never be the same. There's so many classic movies.
Roadhouse?
Yeah, I can't touch that. Why would you?
Did it ever come out?
I don't know. I hope not.
Well, no, Connor's in it, all that stuff. I don't care.
Right.
Patrick Swayze stole that. He is awesome. He is incredible. Dirty Dancing. You got somebody else to put baby in the corner? No.
Yeah.
You can't do these remakes. It's just awful.
I got a trivia question for you.
All right. 14th hole of Augusta.
False. All right, according to the Professional Athlete Index, what number of professional golfers, one out of how many golfers make it as a professional golfer in the PGA Tour?
One out of every PGA Tour. So not any of the other tours.
Right.
The PGA Tour.
So the question was, what are the odds of making the PGA Tour?
Not good.
One out of every how many?
1,000,007.
Yeah, it's better than you think it is. 51,346.
I don't believe it.
Well, internet doesn't lie.
Yeah, it does.
Garth Brooks booed off of stages. PGA Tour, one out of 51,000.
I don't believe it.
Well, it's right here, blue and white.
I mean, how many PGA golfers are there? You're talking about not PGA cards. You know, Tom Shea's a PGA professional. You're talking about on the PGA Tour.
What are the odds of making the PGA?
I don't think it's one in 51,000.
Well, that's what the internet says.
Well, the internet is, as usual, like your watch, broken.
Well,
what time's your watch say?
12. It could be night or morning, right? You know? So it gives me options.
Yeah. Just like, you know, one of your initial shows when you brought, you know, 10-year-old information.
There are about 29 million golfers in the U.S. So there's that.
29 million golfers.
That's what it says.
And you're saying one in every 53,000. Do the math.
It means that if you're a PGA Tour, there are 150 players who secure a spot on the tour every year. That means 0.00005% of the 29 million golfers.
Okay, so that's not one in every 51,000. You don't have to be an abacus to understand that it's more than that.
If you mean any member of the PGA of America, I think club pros, then you're looking at 29,000 golfers or 0.001%.
You have a better chance to make it in the NFL. You have a better chance to make it in Major League Baseball just because there's more jobs.
Right.
You're looking at the NFL, there's 53, and then you have the practice squad, so say 70 on every team. You're talking 0.0000003. The odds of making it on the PGA Tour is very slim.
So the good thing is that golf is a game that you can never outgrow. I mean, you can play till you're dead.
You can play after you're dead.
Wow. Well, you're part of the course.
Yeah.
You're like under it.
you will never go away. But no, that's the beauty of golf.
It's one of the sports where, I mean, certain things you time out of just because of your age, like gymnastics, you know, tennis. You know, a lot of things at the highest levels, you're done by like early 20s. You're usually the Olympics. I mean, look how young they are at gymnastics. Yeah, sure. And you know, your
tennis,
right? I mean, so to be able to peak in your 40s or 50s, only really bodybuilding and golf give you that kind of longevity. Where
softball,
yes,
kids and Cubs, 75.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Softball, you still have shoulder mobility.
No, you just run real slow.
Yeah, I don't think. I think golf is like one of those things, if you can stay conditioned, you can actually become a pro after 40 in a sport.
Like I said to Tim, golf is probably the only sport, the only thing I do enjoy, because I stink at it. I don't want to get better. I just want to go out there and have a good time. You know, I can go out there with Sean. I can go out, you know, and just have fun. I don't care. I don't keep score.
What's your favorite course of all time? What's the best thing you've ever played?
I didn't play it, but I went to Black Diamond, which is, I think, up by Ocala, Brooksville.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've never played any of the great, you know. I went to Augusta. You know, matter of fact, the first UFC I went to, UFC 11, was in Augusta.
Yeah.
I can't believe that you've been on a real golf course.
I've been on golf course. I have golf clubs. I have a bag. I got a towel.
I have knockout radio towels.
Oh, I have two of those.
How'd you get that?
Because you and I are a team. That's why we're going to Dano's house together.
What do you think of the new banner?
I like the banner. The banner looks really nice. The
it's cool.
Bioaccelerator, 8-man strong, staff zone, all gearing up, bucked up energy, all getting ready for Super Bowl week.
We're gonna give away bucked up products on Radio Row.
I got my Yada shirt on.
Yada, yada, yada.
Had some new sponsors. We got the Mission Belt Company. This is my favorite belt, by the way. I have so many of these.
That's nice to know.
It's my favorite. I don't even know if I would wear pants if I didn't have this belt.
That's more information than we need to know. Here's the best part of that statement. 2 hours down, 1 hour to go. Coming to you live from the Orlando, Orange County Convention Center. Is it Orange County or Orlando? Orange County.
Orange County.
It's the Orange County Convention
OCC.
Center. The PGA Golf Show.
You see, Paul Sr. was doing Pi Day at the airport celebrating tourism in Tampa Bay.
We will talk more gibberish. And Dave Feldman, your president of BKFC, when we return.
You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want